here we are on about September 15th, maybe it is, or 14th, or maybe the 16th yet.
No.
September 13th.
Yes.
Yesterday was the 12th.
That's
and I'm here in
Lamontville
with Jesse Hunt and his wife,
Marion.
And we're going to talk of this and that, but a lot of talk about the Dogan Farm, I think.
I hope so. You'll have to ask some questions otherwise.
Okay, and first of all, Jesse Hunt has prepared some memories. As I recall, it was the spring of 1919 that I went to work on W.J. Dogan's unique dairy farm and was impressed by the round barn and activity surrounding. I was amazed to see how anyone who was deaf could so effectively and efficiently manage and operate such a place to the degree that he did. Needless to say, I enjoyed working on the farm, even delivering milk in town with a team of horses hooked to a long sleigh at 18 below zero in the morning, then splitting wood in the afternoon. It's hard to explain the enjoyment one has of living in a family where employees were considered as members. The home-cooked meals were so delicious. Everyone sat down at the evening meal, and at the end, we would all stand, and Daddy would offer prayer. These are some things one doesn't forget. While filling the silo one day, I was feeding corn onto the ensilage cutter and had just tightened a few bolts. Accidentally, I left the wrench on the rolling table, and it went to the cutter blades, and as you can imagine, did quite a bit of damage. It was only fair that I should receive no bonus that year. My experience on the farm and my liking for Guernsey cattle led my father to buy a herd of Guernseys after I returned to my home in New York State. Ronald was my roommate going to high school. I was 25 years old, but we did a little wrestling occasionally. Mr. Kosilke was the herdsman and accomplished so much with only one or two helping him in the care of the 40 milking cows and young stock. Barns were exceptionally clean and the milk put out was better than certified raw milk. The milk house was kept very clean and it was delivered in town less than 24 hours after milking time. Okay, well, we've got some things to go on there. What got you to go? Here you were a New York State boy. How did you end up in Wisconsin?
Well, my father saw...
Why don't you sit a little closer and we'll be sure that you get this. Okay.
My father saw the ad in the Hortz Dairyman, and he was impressed by it, and he wrote to Mr. Dogan,
He answered your ad?
Yes. He answered, and Dad thought it was a good place to go, so soon after that, I went out to the farm, and I was glad I did.
Mm-hmm. Your wife says you'd just gotten out of the Navy.
Yes, that's right.
So you'd finished high school and had been in the service. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So you
taught school too. When did you teach school?
Yeah, before that, before I went in the Navy.
Before you went in the Navy.
For 3 years.
Taught school for 3 years.
Yeah, in the local school.
In the local school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What town was it?
That was in the town of Westerlo in Albany County, southern part of Albany County.
So you've lived in this part of the country all your life?
Yes.
At least you came back to it.
Well, this is Ulster County here where we live now.
Mm-hmm.
We came down here in 1922.
Mm-hmm.
And my father bought a farm here. He liked the land because it was stony up where we were.
Mm-hmm.
It was very smooth and no stones on the soil down here. It was creek bottom.
Mm-hmm. We noticed the truck crops being grown out there on the creek bottom, and
yeah,
it looked like itinerant workers picking.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. They have a corn picker there, you know, to pick the corn and push it right over into the wagon, and they transfer it to a place where they pack it in boxes. Mm. And the trailer trucks came in and come in and take it.
That's what we were seeing then. Let's see if we're getting the... Well, do you recall what were your first impressions of the farm when you got there? Did you come out by train? Did somebody meet your train, or?
I believe they did. I remember that. First job I had was cultivating the garden with one horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't recall special things.
What did Daddy advertise for? Did he want a herdsman, or did he want a farmhand, or a...
I think it must have been a farmhand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I even saw the farm ad. But Daddy liked it, and thought it'd be a good place for him.
Mm-hmm. How old were you then? You must have been around 20, at least.
Yeah, I'm about 24.
About 24. Okay, you said later on here how old you were. Yeah, 24.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So then, after doing odd jobs like cultivating the garden, was the garden across the road at that point?
Yes, right across the driveway.
Yeah, okay. That's where it was when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So then what else did you do? What other jobs did you do?
Well, just general farm work, as far as I know. Getting in hay in the summertime. Various things around the farm.
Mm-hmm. You didn't work in the barn as one of the barn hands, tending the cows and doing the milking and all?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe just before milking, they come in and brush them and get them ready for milking.
So you'd do that sometimes?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get up early in the morning.
Do you recall how early?
Around 5 o'clock or 4, 4:30, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But, that's plenty early.
Yeah. I don't recall anything very special happened.
Did you work in the milk house ever?
No.
Washing the bottles or bottling or anything like that?
No.
But you did deliver milk in town some?
Yes, one winter.
One winter?
Yes.
And ordinarily you had what, a truck?
A horse wagon.
A horse-drawn wagon?
Yes, unless it's when snow came, we had a sleigh.
You had the bobsleds.
Long sleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
So did you deliver alone, or did you have
Yes, I delivered alone.
Because at some point when Lester Stamm was there, in 1922, he said he delivered with somebody else,
yes.
And one person did the running and another one did
right.
the...
Mm-hmm.
But you delivered alone.
Yes, mm-hmm. I believe.
Do you remember where your route was? Was it the east side or the west side or...?
Well, no. It was on the side toward the farm, I think.
Well, that would be the east side
east
then.
Side.
You delivered on the east side.
Yeah.
Was there another route man? Was there somebody delivering on the west side?
Yes, but I don't know if I can recall just who it was. Can't recall just who it was. They kept several horses in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Six of them somewhere.
Do you remember the horses that you in particular used?
No.
Their names or anything?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't recall.
How was it when you were delivering with the bobsled at 18 below? That must have been a pretty cold delivery.
I had a fur coat on, I believe.
Uh-huh. How did you keep the milk from freezing?
Well, we covered it with blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it from freezing pretty well. But we managed to get it out. I don't recall the trouble we had.
You don't recall any incidents on the route, any customers that were either colorful or difficult or...
No.
Mm-hmm. Your horses never ran away with you or with the sleigh?
No.
Uh-huh.
You have pretty good horses, I guess.
Back on the farm, did your haying horses ever run away with you, or did you ever tip over a load or anything like that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
When
you first came and met Grandpa, met Daddy, you've told your impressions here, but can you think of anything else? What you thought about him? Did he bring you into his office, and did he give you the terms of the job, like Jim Howard says, he told me I had to do this and I had to do that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, he just asked me certain jobs for doing, to do. He'd ask me.
What did he tell you your salary was going to be? What did you start at, do you remember?
I thought the pay was very fair.
Well, apparently everybody did think the pay was fair. And of course, it seems terribly small now, but but at that time it would buy more.
Really? No, no complaints.
You say that Ronald was your roommate.
Yes.
Did you and he room together at one point?
Yes, yes, we roomed together.
Do you remember which room it was?
The bunk bed. Bunk beds and the top of the stairs there.
At the top of the stairs.
Top of the stairs.
Well, there was a section towards the back. You'd come up. If you came up the back stairs, then there were three little rooms. Were you in one of those, or were you in the one closer to the front stairs?
No, I was in one of those.
So the
small room.
So you were in one of those smaller ones, yes, towards the back stairs.
That's right.
And Ron was in with you on in
yes,
one of those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he
slept in the upper bunk.
And he seems to recall too that he would jump you and
he spoke about that.
And would wrestle. And that,
you know, they had that one day.
Look at that age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see, in 1919 he would have been 17.
He would have been 17?
Yeah.
Oh. It's a little older than that.
So
about 7 years difference.
Yeah, so that's, he's 80 right now.
80, yes.
Yeah. Do you remember any of the other men?
Well, two men that took care of the horses from Missouri, I believe. One was called Chass, and I think the other was Clyde.
Okay, Chass Hess, would have been Chass Hess, I think.
They're brothers or not.
And Clyde, I don't remember a Clyde, but I'll go get my book in a few minutes and glance through it and see if I can find a Clyde. And they took care of the horses and...
Yes. I can't remember the names of the ones that worked there very much.
Well, you remember Bernard Kosilke?
Oh, yes. He was the herdsman.
He was the herdsman. Can you tell me anything at all about him? Because all I ever get about Bernard Kosilke is, oh, he was a fine man, he was a fine herdsman, but nobody tells me anything about him. Do you remember anything about him? Did you ever go into the barn and do you recall a conversation or?
I know he would come in the office where Daddy Dogan was and figure out everything about the feeding and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then how they buy it and how they feed the cows. And he was very thorough. And
was he living on the in the little house at
yes,
the time?
Yes.
And his wife was alive at that time?
Yes.
Because she died very young.
I think the son was born at that time.
Young Bernard would have
yeah,
perhaps been born by then.
At that time.
Mm-hmm. Which would make him a little older than my oldest sister.
The time when yeah, automobiles were just coming in. Take us to church and bring on when we go to have Daddy Dogan.
Daddy Dogan would take who?
Oh, anyone wanted to go.
So you would go and
yes,
and would you go down to the Methodist church there?
Yes.
In downtown Beloit, that big place that.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. Can you recall any sort of entertainment that the hired men had? Would you go to town? And Grandpa provided Y memberships, I thought.
Email.
That they'd go to the Y. And I wonder if you remember any of those.
So you give each one of 1 day a week off.
Yeah.
I had Mondays off.
And what would you do?
Well, sometimes you go into town. You went away and walked. Wasn't very far, about 2 miles.
In Jim Howard's story, he said that Daddy said to him he wanted him off the farm on his day off. That he'd be better when he came back if he was off the farm.
That's right.
So he probably said that to you, too.
It's quite a long time back.
It certainly is. Do you recall anything about Trevor?
Well, yeah, I know he and Ronald delivered the milk in the summertime.
Did they?
Ronald took one and Trevor the other, I believe.
I never knew that one. That's worth investigating with them. But I know that Ronald had delivered milk, but I never knew that Trevor delivered any milk.
I thought they did. Trevor was how much younger,
He was 2 years younger than Dad.
Yeah. 2 years younger than Ronald?
Yeah, than Ronald. So,
that's your father.
The first year they were there, you were there, they would have been 15 and 17.
Yeah, I believe Trevor brought one wagon. The horses practically go by themselves when they get to the store.
Yeah, they could know where to stop and everything.
That's right.
Do you recall Esther living at the house?
Yes.
What can you tell me about Esther?
I don't know what I can tell much about her.
Well, she would have been...
See her around.
She would have been 9 or 10, I imagine.
Yeah, probably.
And how long did you stay? How many years?
I was only there a year and a half.
A year and a half? So you don't have any specific... stories or memories about Esther?
No. My mother was a good cook and hard worker.
Well, tell me about living there in the house then with them. You've got some down here on the paper.
There was some reading material if we need to read. The lady's name helped your mother. This is somebody who was there. Helped the cooking.
There were different ones at different times, so I'm not sure which one was there in 1919 and 1920.
Yeah.
There was somebody named Elsie after a while.
Elsie.
But and then there was I can't remember myself. I'd have to go and look up some of them. There was a Mrs. Smith.
That's about all I recall.
Can you recall any of the sorts of meals, the sorts of things that you had?
No, I know they had a big breakfast. All the milk you could drink.
Yeah, all the milk you could drink, I know that. But, I would imagine eggs and bacon and fried potatoes and...
I was having a good breakfast. Meals were always delicious.
Did you... You ate at the main table in the dining room?
Yes.
At least for lunch, for dinner and supper. I think breakfast was in the kitchen, wasn't it? Or was it?
I think so. Another room right there next to the kitchen.
Well, when I was a kid, the hired men ate in the kitchen and then for breakfast, because they'd be coming in and out. It wasn't a sit-down meal with everybody, but then dinner at noon was a sit-down dinner with everybody. And then supper at night was also a sit-down dinner with everybody, and that was all in the dining room. And there'd be a tablecloth on the table, as I remember, and all the dishes and but the breakfast was out in the kitchen. But it could have been in the dining room some too, I would imagine. And when you hired men finished, you'd pick up and carry your dishes out to the kitchen.
That's right.
And that always interested me because we lived over in the little house.
Oh, you did?
After Kosoke. Bernard Kosoke left, why, they fixed the house up for my dad and mother.
Oh, I see.
And so we lived there, and as I recall, us kids didn't pick our dishes up and carry them to the kitchen, and the, you know, somebody cleared, but the hired men all picked their dishes up and carried them to the kitchen. Did you split wood out there by the fire, by the wood pile at the back door?
Yes, I did in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Never burnt wood in those days.
Well, Grandma had a wood stove.
Yes, yes.
And cooked on that.
Yes, yes.
I think the furnace in the basement was coal, but I'm not sure.
I guess it was.
At that time. They later on changed it, but I think it was coal.
Yeah, I think so.
At least there's a spot there for a coal cellar, and it looks like a reconverted coal stove.
That's what we had when we came down the farm, coal stove.
Well, let me look over some more of your notes and see what else I might ask you about.
On the farm down here where we live now, we took guests from New York, 30, 40 more. Come up for a week or two.
And they'd have a holiday on the farm, and would you put them to work? That was part of the holiday?
No, it was just a vacation for them.
Oh, and so you would provide meals? And
yeah, provide meals in the main dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And we put up bungalows down there, had about 20 of them. Sleeping. Second year after we came down, we had electricity just came in. So we had the refrigerators and free light and lights in the cottages.
What would the people do then? Just enjoy the countryside?
Yes. Yes. Had games around, horseshoes and ping pong and different things. Travel to town or take a walk.
I wonder if people would be that satisfied now.
Yeah, well,
whether they'd want the lights and the TV.
When we started the automobiles and traveling, we'd always wanted to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of put a legend on this one.
I would imagine people would come, the same people would come back year after year and see their friends and meet up here.
I had one family of five. For a number of years.
Mm-hmm. This is considered the Catskills, isn't it, here?
Yes.
Or
just the foothills.
The foothills of the Catskills.
Strong rooms are just beyond.
Mm-hmm.
We're right near the reservoir from New York City, about 6-7 miles. The stream goes right down by the farm from the reservoir.
Hmm.
We had a herd of cows. This was all pasture land up here. Uplands across the road and below the end. Creek bottom road. Just nice soil. Not stony.
Can you remember anything about Eunice, about Grandma Dogan? Mother Dogan is. What did you call her?
Eunice?
Yeah, what did the boys call her? The hired men.
I guess they call her Eunice. I'm not sure.
Do you have any recollections other than that she presided at the meals and never anything that she said or any exchange between her and Grandpa that struck you as funny or anything to Yeah. My brother recently treated a patient out in Portland.
Oh, yes.
And he's a doctor there, and as they were leaving, it was the emergency room, but they'd come in by mistake to the emergency room on account of flea bites. They'd been out on the sand at the ocean.
Oh, yes.
And had gotten sand flea bites. And Craig said, as the couple was leaving, and they were in their 80s, he said, "You have a nice accent." He says, "Is it Swiss?" He said, "You sound just like my Auntie Ermi Alder." And the couple just exploded. It turned out that they were the Charners, and they had been on the farm in 1923 and 1924. And she was the sister of Irma Alder. Now, you probably don't remember Bob and Irma Alder. They would have been a couple of years after your time. They would have probably come around the time you left. If you came in 1919 and stayed a year and a half, you would have been gone in
20.
By the end of 20 or 21.
Yes, 20.
And I think the Alders came about that time. But here was this couple who came over from Switzerland and came right to the Dogen farm, and Grandpa married them. I think one was here first, and then the other one came. And so here was my brother out in Oregon, and Craig, and he said, "You sound just like my Auntie Ermi Alder," and it was her sister. So he's going to go and talk to the Charners and see what.
You have a sister?
I've got two older sisters.
Well, their names are
Joanne and Pat.
Joanne.
Yeah.
A picture of Joanne when she was about 2 months old, 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
With your mother. Just ran across the other day.
A photograph? A snapshot?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Okay,
we'll stop. You mentioned the prayer after the meals.
Yes.
Do you recall any types of prayers or sorts of prayers? Did he read from the Bible?
No, I don't think he did. I don't think he did. No.
Did you get involved in any of the County Y work?
No.
And go to those sorts of meetings and so forth? Was Grandpa doing any, was Wesson doing any speaking at that time? Was he going and giving lectures or anything like that around the country? Do you remember that?
Well, we went to the fair once.
Oh, okay, that's an idea. Nice. Tell me, up to the fair at Madison.
Yes.
What sort of fair was it?
I don't think you want this.
Oh, it was a state fair. Probably a state fair.
Might have been.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. Someone drove us up in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. A nice big car. Some friend used to go with it.
Were any buildings built on the farm while you were there? Did they expand anything, or?
No, I don't recall.
Do you recall what the buildings were? There would have been the brown barn was there,
yes.
And the side barn.
Yeah.
There's some boxes. And the milk house and the garage would have been on the side of the milk house. Here, I'll turn this off for a minute.